This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. A deadly disease that has been making its way through Latin America for decades is now showing up in the United States. More on that story in a few minutes. But first, death as celebration. The Ga people of Ghana believe when their loved ones die, they move on to another life. Funerals are not just a time of mourning. They are also a cause for revelry. And the Ga do it in style. Bright colors, lots of music, and even the coffins are gussied up. Carrie Giardino reports.
On any given Saturday in the Ghanaian capital, Accra, funeral processions crowd through the streets, stopping traffic and playing loud music. The atmosphere is similar to carnival, with people dressed in new clothes of black, white, and red cloth. They dance and play instruments, and carry wreaths made of brightly colored artificial flowers wrapped in cellophane. But the most colorful aspect is the coffin. It's designed to represent an aspect of the dead person's life, such as a car if they were a driver, or a fish if their livelihood was the sea, or a sewing machine for a seamstress. Or they can represent a vice, such as a bottle of beer or a cigarette. A local Ga coffin maker, Erica Nankwe, says that competition has grown among the coffin makers. He builds whatever he can imagine.
Okay, this elephant is going to be used in burying the head of a family. Yeah, it symbolizes the head of the animals in the forest. Yeah. Okay, the chicken is being used in burying someone who has got a lot of children. Yeah, and then you see the chicken likes to protect the children always. Yeah.
The coffins are painted in bright colors, not unlike floats in a holiday parade, and are made of a soft wood known as wawa. They can cost as much as $800 and take up to a month to make. An artist who works with the young carpenters, Oblade Glover, says he has also considered choosing a coffin that highlights one of his vices.
I keep joking with my wife when I'm going, because I drink beer. I tell my wife, look, bury me in one of these beer bottles. But, you know, that's a joke. But I think the beer bottle is, for me, that's the most fascinating. I've seen the aeroplane. I don't want to fly. I do not want to fly in no way.
Glover says the coffin acts as a home in the afterlife, so it must be beautiful. But he laments that after putting so much time into creating the coffin, it gets hidden underground.
The day you're going to be buried, your children come to present the coffin. Then everybody, they dance around it, rejoice that they've got a beautiful home. You are going to take it away. And by the end of the day, they go to bury this thing, which has taken so much time, so much energy. It's mind-boggling.
It's also attractive to grave robbers, apparently. So once a casket is brought to the cemetery, it gets partially destroyed. At this funeral of a 55-year-old woman, family members and friends ripped off ornamental handles, bashed in decorative windows, and tore off the outer decorations before shoveling dirt over the coffin. To end the ceremony, the funeral procession returns to the family home and offers libations to the deceased before indulging in a traditional corn and sugar drink that looks like Coca-Cola. The festivities can last long into the evening as music continues to fill the air in the village. For NPR News, I'm Carrie Giardino.
Coming up, we remember the author of Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. Hunter S. Thompson, the father of gonzo journalism, died yesterday. And if you feared or loathed anything we've aired recently, tell us. You can send your comments, questions, even compliments to daytoday@npr.org.